I heard somebody in the congregation say, I love that song. I do too. Because it is absolutely true. No one else could do what He's done for me. Amen. Take your Bibles this morning. Turn with me to Psalms chapter number 9. And keep your Bibles out. I'll probably move pretty fast. I've got about 8 or 10 verses of Scripture to run through with you this morning. But Psalms chapter number 9, we're going to stay in Psalms and Proverbs. If you have a tough time finding places in your Bible, if you'll take your thumb and stick it right in the middle of your Bible, you're most likely to find the book of Psalms. And go to Psalms chapter number 9. I thought I knew the direction I was going this morning earlier in the week. And I was able to spend most of the day yesterday with my father-in-law. And you just have to know Scott and be around him a little bit. He's just as, I was going to say plain as dirt, but I think maybe he's plainer than dirt. He's just old country, down to earth, cattle farmer, you know. And when he talks, he just kind of means what he says and says what he means. But several times yesterday, he made a statement. And the first time he said it, I thought, I think I felt something on that. And then we drove down the road a little further, and he said it again. And later on that evening, I think we were on the way home last night, and he said it again. And the thing that he said was, he was talking about these days that we're living in being hard times. Hard times. He said that at least, I think, 3 times. And every time he said it, that word times began to weigh on me just a little bit harder and harder and harder. And every time he said it, I thought about the day we live, and I guess for you and I, these are hard times. But I thought last night as I got home, there have been harder times. There have been tougher times. We talk about in America the Great Depression, and those were certainly harder times than we're facing today. But you know, there have been harder times than that. For the Jews, the Holocaust was harder than the Depression. For the early Christians who was eaten by lions in the Colosseum, their times were harder than ours. But I got home last night and I began to look a little bit, and I found that just in Psalms and Proverbs, that word times is mentioned 15 times in Psalms and Proverbs. Can I just say to you this morning, and just in preface to the message this morning, we serve a God of the times. Yes. Yes, sir. Amen. We serve a God of past time. We serve a God of present time. And we serve a God of future time. Amen. I'm glad. Somebody said, y'all need to get up with the times. No, we don't need to get up with the times. We just need to get up with God this morning because we serve a God of the times. Amen. God is, I'm trying to think of a word, maybe it'll come to me in a minute, but God is right up with things. Do you understand? He's not falling behind. He's not, you say, well, that's just old-fashioned. No, God's not old-fashioned. You say, what is it? He's God. Amen. He's just God. I thought about that word times, and I began to study it out last night. And when the Bible mentions the word, when it mentions the word time, time is a never-ending thing. Would you agree to that? Time had no beginning. Time will have no end. It will be from eternity to eternity. That's what God is. Amen. When you refer to the word time, it can refer to eternity. But the word times, T-I-M-E-S, usually refers or talks about or is used to describe a certain period or condition of time. Let me give you an example. We talk about olden times. When you get around old folks, and I used to sit in my granddaddy's lap on the porch, and I'd say, Papa, tell me about the good old days. And he'd tell me about picking cotton for a quarter a day. And he'd tell me about Christmas, how they'd get an apple and an orange maybe. And he'd tell me all those things. And then I'd look at my little old granny. You know, it's all according to how you view things. My little old granny would say, "Granny, tell me about the good old days." She said, "I don't want no part of the good old days." She said, "These are good old days. Them was tough old days." Amen. We talk about, "Boy, I wished I lived back in the old days." Yeah. Let me see how you do with an outhouse at 5 in the morning. Wasn't no Charmin. Amen. Wasn't no quilted Northern. It was rough corn cob. Amen. I probably ought to have left that out. There was no Delta faucets but a well and a windlass. Amen. But we refer to those olden times. Are good old days. We talk about modern times. I'd say we're living in modern times. Amen. Wouldn't you? Does it blow your mind how much things have changed? I'm 45 years old. 45, that's old, ain't it? I'm getting there. How many people's my age are older? 45 or older? Let me ask you a question. How many of you remember? I'm talking to my crowd now. This is for us old folks. How many of you remember the first digital watch you saw? Some rich kid had it in school. Y'all remember that? And you was just blown away by a digital watch. Cheapest watches money can buy now. Amen? How many of you remember the first calculator you saw? The first video game? Somebody tell me right quick, what was the first video game? Pong. No, man, Atari, y'all younger than me. Atari was high tech. Pong was a little white ball on a black and white screen, and you had a dash on either side, and that was a paddle, and it went bloop, bloop, bloop. Amen. Can you imagine our kids sitting for hours with that? They'd throw the TV out in the yard. I mean, man, the kids was over at the house Christmas. Stephanie and Robert had their kids, and they brought their video game with them. Now, brother, you got a problem. You have to take it with you. But they brought their video game. They have, Brother Todd, help me now if I ain't right. Xbox? Is that what it is? They had that, and they had this thing called a Wii. You wear yourself out with a Wii. Amen. But I went in there, and they had on the Ultimate Fighting Challenge. I looked at that and I couldn't believe it was a video game. Man, it looked absolutely real. I mean, them guys was beating the fool out of one another. And I thought, I could play that. Then they had that Wii thing. You just hold that thing in your hand, you bowl. And I thought, my goodness, man, we have come a long way from bloop, 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 bloop. I'm talking about technology. I'd say we live in modern times, man. We're living in a day when they can make an artificial heart, put it inside a man's chest, and he lives. I saw a guy the other day had a mechanical arm. I remember when that was fairy tale stuff. Y'all don't remember the $1 million man? $10 million man, whatever he was? Ding, 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 ding. Y'all remember that? Amen. I seen a guy on TV the other day. I ain't talking about a prosthesis. I'm talking about it sent signals from his brain. Just like his left hand, his right hand would move and pick up stuff. He could eat with a fork, drive a vehicle. I thought, my soul, how far are we from making a man? Isn't it amazing God hadn't let him do that? Amen. So we've got olden times. I mean, we've gone in the last 200 years from washing clothes in a creek. 200 years. This earth is 6,000 years old. Maybe a little better. Washing clothes in a creek on a rock. Now they got a washing machine that will wash and dry your clothes in 30 minutes. Ain't that something? Granny Faye was telling me the other day about getting it. Was it your hand you got caught in the wringer? Hair. She got her hair caught in the wringer. That's why she's wearing a wig now. She's bald-headed. She got her hair cut. Y'all don't even know what a wringer is. Some of these kids looking like, what's he talking about a wringer? Amen. We've come a long way, brother. I'd say we're living in modern times. Yeah. Amen. We get around, we hear people talk about, like my father-in-law yesterday, hard times. And this is, and I know we can preach and it sounds all good and say, oh, quit your whining. This ain't hard times. They had it tougher. I didn't live in the Depression. I didn't live back in the Depression. I didn't live when they were killing Christians in the Colosseum, so I don't know. So this is hard for us. So I don't want to belittle the tough time you're going through. Amen? So we talk about hard times. Here's one of my favorite times to talk about. I like to talk about good times. Amen. I had 42, that's including us, of my family at my house Thursday evening. I don't know if that's good times or not. No, but it was. It was a good time. We laughed and we had the best fellowship and the best time. And brother, I'm telling you, that's good times. Yeah. Amen. They got up there singing, "He's Taking Care of Me" a while ago. You know what that is? That's good times. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I think sometimes the difference between hard times and good times is our attitude. Are you listening? We go down to the rescue mission, or our guys do. I hadn't been in a while, and they're after me to go down there and preach, and I kind of like to. But we go to the rescue mission in Atlanta. Those guys live under bridges in boxes, and they have more fun in church than you do. Come on, y'all guys that go. I ain't lying, am I, Brother Greg? Man, they'll shout you down. They'll clap their hands. They won't be 40 or 50 of them, but they sing like there's 200 of them. Yeah. You know what it is? It's attitude. Amen. They may live in the box, but brother, they come in there to worship. Yes. Amen. The difference between hard times and good times is how we look at it. When I was growing up, there's a country song, and I hate to refer to country songs when I'm preaching, but it just came to mind. It was a song by Alabama. And in that song, they were talking about they were living in high cotton or something. They didn't even know they was poor. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. They just thought that's the way things were. They didn't even know they was poor. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you what, in these hard times, we can have some good times. I don't know about you. I didn't come to church to whine or sing no sob story this morning. I come to church to have a good time. I came in this place blood washed and on my way to heaven when I die. Hallelujah. I got a good wife. I've got good children. As far as I know, I've got health in my body. I've got a roof over my head. I've got a bed to lay down in. I've got shoes on my feet. And I've ate so much ham this week. Amen. I come to have a good time. If you can't have a good time at church, for God's sake, stay home. Don't bring that old dull, dried up, sullen, grouchy look in here, man. We come to worship a living God this morning. Can I get a witness? Somebody help me this morning. Amen. We didn't come to get a nap. By the way, let me just go ahead and warn you. You go to sleep while I'm preaching, I'm coming where you are. I didn't say I was going to do nothing to you. I'm just going to get in the pew right with you and preach. And if you can sleep, go ahead. Amen. Come to have a good time. We talk about happy times. Happy times. Y'all remember that show that used to come on TV? Happy Days. The Fonz. I remember I was in the sixth grade when that come out. And I didn't get to see that first one that come on. I didn't know what that's talking about. I went to school the next day. Every boy in the class was going, "Hey." I thought, man, y'all a bunch of retards. What are y'all talking about, "Hey"? I mean, it's talking about the fun. Happy Days. Man, I like Happy Days, don't you? You know, there's a song in the old hymn book, and I wish we'd learned how to sing it. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Amen. That is a happy day when you get saved, ain't it? Hallelujah. How many of you had some happy days in your life? I'm talking about you remember the day you got saved, asked Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you your sin. Woo! That's a happy day. Amen. I remember 26 years ago, my little wife and I, we stood over at White Oak Springs right in front of Brother J.M. Brooks, and he had us say some vows to one another. You know what? I fell in love with that girl when she was 12 years old. I mean, it don't take much to look and see why. But I did. I fell in love with her. She's 12 years old. I told my mother. My mama thought I'd lost my mind. She thought, well, that's just kid stuff and you'll get over it. I said, I'm going to marry her. Can you imagine somebody coming up and tell you they're going to marry your 12-year-old? I'd beat somebody's eyes out, wouldn't you? I'm not saying that's the way to go. I mean, we didn't get married when she was 12. We waited until she was 13. No. We old-fashioned, amen? Somebody might take that serious. I'm kidding. But I fell in love with her. She's 12 years old. It wasn't puppy love. I genuinely loved her. And I told my mother, I'm going to marry her. And several years later, you know what I got to do? I got to stand before the man of God and say, I promise to love, to honor, to cherish. Amen. For better or worse, in sickness and health. You know what that was? That was a happy day.
Yes, sir.
That was a happy day.
Yes, sir.
I remember on July the 11th of 1984, a little old black nurse. I thought they was going to have to give me oxygen. Our first baby was born, and they was telling my wife to breathe, and I stand over going, I like to pass out, man. I really did. I got dizzy, thought I was going to fall on the floor. Had a little old baby come in this world, and man, they put a little white sock hat on her. She looked like a Smurf. I'll never forget, she was blue, and they put that white hat. That little black lady put that baby in my arms. She said, here's your baby, you clean it up. I was like, ooh. Happy day. Happy day when my children were born. Amen. Happy day. Happy day when you asked me to be your pastor. Happy day when I get to see people born again. Happy day. Amen. I like him happy days, don't you? Mm-hmm. You can have more of them if you choose to. If you choose to. Then there's sad days. We've been through some of those as a church, hadn't we? We've had to bury some people that were very near and dear to us. Oh, we rejoiced that they were in heaven, but still our hearts were breaking. They were sad days. Do you know Ecclesiastes said there'll be a time for all these things? Ecclesiastes, I think it's in chapter number 3, Brother Freddy, said there's a time for all these things. Time to reap, time to sow, time to plant, time to pluck up, time to weep, time to mourn, time to rejoice. All those are there. You know why? Because all those are a part of life. We'll experience every one of those times in life. Very quickly this morning, I done got past 12, and y'all, some of y'all was already done, but I'm just getting started. I want you to look with me at Psalms chapter number 9 this morning, in verse number 9. I want to show you some times that I found in Psalms and Proverbs. Psalms chapter number 9, look at verse number 9. The Bible said, the Lord also will be a refuge. Hang on right there. Y'all know what a refuge is? I may have to finish this tonight. Y'all know what a refuge is? Come on, talk to me. You know what a refuge is? It's a hiding place. It's a protected place. Woo! How many of you ever been up to Red Top Mountain? Right over there near around Atworth, Lake Altoona, Red Top Mountain. If you like to see deer, go to Red Top Mountain. But don't you dare ride through there at night and shine a light out your car window. The man will be on you. And if you just so happen to have a weapon in your car, you're going to jail. Why? Because that is a protected area. You know what they call it? It is a wildlife refuge. It's a place where those animals can go and nothing can harm them. No hunter can come in. I mean, brother, it's a restricted area. I'm glad. Woo! I'm glad I have a restricted area with God. Amen. Hallelujah, I've got a place that the devil ain't allowed to hunt. I'm glad I've got a place that no sorrow, no misery can come. And that's the refuge I have in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad you got a refuge this morning? Oh, your boss may be a booger bear, but you got a refuge. The doctor may give bad news, but you got a refuge. Hey, the bank account may be dry, but good glory to God, you have a refuge this morning. Somebody will get happy in Jesus and just have a stinking fit this morning. That's slick right there, boy. I'm glad I didn't even read the verse, did I? He said, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. Watch this, a refuge when? Y'all help me now. When? In times of trouble, he'll be a refuge.
Yes, sir.
Ain't you glad about it? Thank you for watching out for me, Brother Jason. He'll be a refuge. About time you done so. Hey, he'll be a refuge in times of trouble. You know what that tells me? Y'all look at me real good. There's going to be trouble. There's going to be trouble. In this life, he said, ye shall have tribulation. People just get all freaked out when problems come because they listen to the eloquent TV preacher. And the TV preacher said, send me $5 and all your problems will float away. Liar, liar, pants on fire. If all you got to do is love Jesus and you ain't got no problem, why you need my $5? I'm just a simple guy, amen, but I can add two and two. There's going to be trouble. What are you saying? We need God for the times of trouble. That little old boy Nick Clausen brought to church with him. Was it last Sunday? Sunday forelights. Works with him up at the Walmart. Came in, sat down, came in fellowship and told me. He said, that little old boy with tears in his eyes. He said, would you pray for me? I said, I will. I said, what do you want me to pray about? He said, I got Crohn's disease like Becca does or something kin to it. He said, and now they found a problem with my heart. Boy, while I was preaching, that little old boy realized he had more than a physical problem. Amen. He realized he had a spiritual problem. During the invitation, man, I did all but point him out. I said, hey, man, with all the physical problems you have, you need God. Yeah, good, sir. Amen. Can you imagine some of the valleys, Brother Freddie, we've walked through together without God? Can you imagine? When your mother called and said your dad has an aneurysm on his brain, how long was he in the hospital? Months, right? 3 months was in the hospital. Didn't know if he'd ever walk again. Didn't know if he'd, we didn't even know if he'd live. And then Brother Freddie had that question mark in his heart whether or not his dad was saved. I get to talk to his dad every now and then, get to see him. God brought him through that. But God did more than bring his daddy through it. He brought his son through it. He brought his family through it. Why? Because he's a refuge in times of trouble. We went down to Rome to that hospital the other day. I told you about it whenever it was, Wednesday night, I guess. But we went down to that hospital where Levi was in a coma after that wreck. And I pointed up that Ronald McDonald house and told Brother Freddie, I said, that's where God met with me right there while my son was in a coma. You know what God was doing? He was being a refuge for the preacher. Hey, man, even the preacher needs a refuge and a hiding place in times of trouble. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen now, I'm going to tell you something. If something doesn't change drastically and if something doesn't change quick, we're going to see more troublesome times. He said, preacher, when's it going to get better? I don't know. I'll tell you for sure, heaven will make it better. Hearing a trumpet blow over in the east, yonder way, Well, if I heard something coming from that direction, amen. I remember I just got saved. I ain't been saved 3 or 4 weeks. I was standing on the porch of the church at White Oak. I was going like that right there. And old Kenneth Corns, the chairman of the board of deacons, he said, boy, what are you doing? I said, I'm practicing. He said, what for? I said, the rapture, man. I'm ready to go. Amen. Times of trouble. What are you saying? We're going to need God this year. 2010, you're going to need God this year. Every day. Every day, you're going to need Him. So you better learn to depend on Him. There's times of trouble. Psalms chapter number 31. Psalms chapter 31. Look at verse number 15. Psalms chapter 31, verse number 15. I like this. He said, my what? My times. Do you know every one of us has our times? Man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. A man's days shall be 70. That's 70 years, in case you didn't know. We live with all the medicine and the doctors. Some of us get more than 70. Yeah. Granny Faye's pushing 100. No. She passed 70, though. She's on borrowed time. My times. Now, watch what he said. Are where? In thy hand. Woo-hoo! There's times of trouble. But there ought to be times in God's hand. There ought to be times in God's hand. He said, deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from them that persecute me. There are times of trouble, but there's times in God's hands. You ever heard this phrase, somebody leave the altar and say, I just put it in God's hands? Did you really? You know what we ought to do before we leave here this morning? We ought to put our life in God's hands. I'm glad my life and my future is not in the hands of a 401k. Amen. And I'm really, really excited this morning that my life and my future is not in the Social Security program. It's a proven fact. Time I'm 65, it'll be gone. Huh? I'm glad that ain't what I'm counting on. But my life is in God's hand.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Is yours? Is your life in God's hands? If your life's in God's hand, that means He's directing your life. Huh?
Amen.
Boy, it got quiet on me.
Good, bro.
Have you put your children in God's hands? Let me ask you, Brother Freddie, have you put your marriage in God's hands?
Amen.
Jason, how about it?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Brother Warren, you better put yours in God's hands. Amen. Somebody say, how you and Sister Angie make it 26 years? It's in God's hands.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The problem is when we try to get our hands in it.
Yeah.
Amen. There's something about buttons with a boy. I remember the Hensons was here for the camp meeting. And before Micah died, he built that sound system that they carry with them. And it's elaborate. It's very, very nice. My little grandson, Hayden, I turned around and look. He comes up here on the platform with me all the time. And he's over here at this sound system. We get our sound system worked on, get it balanced out. Everything's perfect. Till some man gets up there. That can't resist messing with it.
Yeah.
What we need to do is learn to keep our hands off what God's trying to fix.
Yeah.
Amen? Right. And put our times in God's hands.
Amen.
I don't know how much time we have together here as pastor and parishioner, if you will. I don't know how much time we have together here on this earth. I don't know how much time I have with my wife in this lifetime. But we need to place that time in the hand of God.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We okay?
Yes,
y'all like that times of trouble. Y'all don't like us putting your life in His hands, do you? Huh? There ought to be times in God's hands. I like this one, Psalms chapter 34, just over a couple of pages. Psalms chapter 34. Look at verse 1. I said there's times of trouble, times in God's hand. Now watch this. He said, I will what?
Bless.
Say it again. I will what?
Bless
the Lord when? At all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall, say that next word, continually be in my mouth. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. You know what that does? That covers every spectrum of your life. He didn't say, I'll praise Him when the singing's good. He didn't say, I'll bless the Lord when the emotions are high. I'll bless the Lord when the banking account's good. I'll bless the Lord when the job's going okay. I'll bless the Lord when my health is okay. He said, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
I don't care who you are this morning. I don't care what your background, education, financial status. I don't care if you live in a hole in the ground. You got something to bless Him for. I know everybody ain't quite as honest as I am, but I don't deserve to live. It's been the grace of God that's got me to this point. There's people in this world thought I'd never live to see 45. I've seen 45, but it was pointed at me. Amen. Some of you get that in a minute. I'm telling you, man, I got something to praise Him for. Amen. Somebody just say amen right there. Have you got, come on, have you got something to clap your hands? Do something, man. Wiggle in your seat, grunt, nod your head. Hey, I will bless him at all times. Amen. I've said it a million times. My little grandmother, she's about that tall. Miss Hetty Fuller. You know what she'd say? Well, praise the Lord anyhow. Well, just praise the Lord anyhow. Beats griping. Amen. Do you ever get mad at yourself for griping? I get to griping and complaining, and it just changes my mood. I can gripe myself into depression. Can you? I can gripe myself into a mad fit. You ever just want to beat yourself up inside the head and go, stop that? Just right in the middle of your fit. Why don't you try this one time? Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I ain't in hell. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. You'll forget about that mad fit.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There ought to be times of praise. There's some of you around here. I ain't trying to be mean. But as far as I know, you say, I ain't never seen you praising. And I know everybody ain't the same. I know everybody don't. I don't expect everybody to jump on the communion table. I don't expect everybody to click their heels over the head, shout like I shout. But I expect everybody that's saved, they'll respond some way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If don't do nothing but sit there silently and tears run down your cheek, giving glory to God for what He's done in your life.
Amen.
Amen. There ought to be time. Is there any times of praise? Listen, you need to. Brother Freddie is talking about scheduling time. Brother, I have fell off the wagon on that right there. I stopped at Walmart yesterday before I picked my daddy-in-law up and got me a new calendar. I gotta get back to scheduling things. If you don't schedule it, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Amen. If you don't plan it, it ain't going to happen.
Amen.
You know what? Would it be too far-fetched just to schedule some time of praise? Would that be too much? I mean, is that too goofy? Just to schedule some time just to tell God how good He is? Just tell God how wonderful He is. Amen. I read the Bible to Him sometimes and say, God, You're wonderful. I mean, just go through all those things that the Bible calls and just brag on the Lord for who He is.
Amen.
There ought to be some times of praise. Hey, you've got all these New Year's resolutions. Going to quit smoking, going to lose weight. Lose weight's number one. Quitting smoking's number two. Did you know that? I'm not against making New Year's resolutions. You ought to. You ought to make up your mind, I'm going to do some things different from here on out.
Amen.
I'm going to make some changes in my life.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not against them. But we ought to make them and try our best to stick to them. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't you say, I'm going to praise the Lord this year.
Amen.
I'm going to make some time and I'm going to give God honor and glory.
Amen.
If it hair lips the devil, if I have to sacrifice my pride to do it, I'm going to praise Him in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. When they sing and God's blessing my heart, I'm going to do something. If I can't do nothing but stomp my feet on the floor so nobody can see that I'm praising God, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
Y'all all right? The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Y'all do this with me. I think that's talking about you. Amen. You got breath in your body. You ought to be giving God glory for it. You could be down there at Melrose Cemetery pushing up daisies this morning. You could be frying like a chicken leg in hell this morning. I'm saying you ought to give God some glory for what He's done in your life. Amen. There are times of trouble. We can expect them. There ought to be times in God's hand, and there ought to be times of praise.
Amen.
I made up my mind a long time ago. I've been pastoring this church 16 years. I made up my mind every time I walk in that place. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what's going on in my life. I'm going to do my best to praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to do my best to worship Him. Hey, it may be rough on the outside, but there's a peace of God that passes all understanding in my heart. Amen. There's the glory that fills my soul. There's the blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hey, I've always got something to praise God for.
Amen.
I promise you, if you'd get some scales and balances in your life and you'd learn to look at what God's done for you, You can just put that one thing of salvation in there and it will outweigh everything else. You take every trouble, every trial, every tribulation you got and weigh that against eternal salvation. Amen. There ought to be times of praise. Psalm 62 and verse number 8. Psalm 62 and verse number 8. We still okay this morning? I'm going to try to have you out here in about 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the rest of these tonight, I think. I'm just going to give you this last one right here. Psalm 62 and verse number 8. Y'all there? Say that first word with me. Trust. I remember when I was a kid growing up, our bank, or my grandfather even bought stock in it. There's a bank. You know what it's called? Community Trust. Can you trust a bank? Come on. They're closing up shop everywhere you turn. All these banks, such and such bank and trust. He said trust. Watch it now. 62 verse number 8. Trust in who?
In
Him. When?
At all times.
You know, I find that word all in front of times all over the place. All times. You know what that refers to? That refers to good. Refers to bad. It refers to happy days. Refers to sad days. Refers to modern days. Refers to future days. All times. Watch what he said. Trust in Him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. You know what that word Selah means? Stop and think about what you just read. Stop and think. Let me ask you something. In 2010, will you trust Him? Amen. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Amen. To be happy in Jesus. Amen. What? But to trust and obey. We need to learn to trust the Lord more than we do. You hear what I'm saying? We need to. Miss Lou Eller Walker, she goes right down here to Faith Baptist Church. The whole time I grew up, she may be listening on the radio, and I don't want to say anything to offend her, but she's a blessing to me. For years, she lived in a bad situation. I'll just put it that way. And I don't care where you see her. If you don't want a sermon, don't speak to Miss Lou Eller Walker. If somebody praising God in the public place bothers you, don't speak to Miss Luella Walker. I see her in Walmart. I do it on purpose. Miss Luella, how you doing? Trusting the Lord, son. I'm just trusting the Lord. She don't whisper neither. She'll wheel on you in the grocery store in the line and say, just trusting the Lord, son. Just trusting the Lord. Man, could we live our lives like that? Could we live our lives like that? Really trusting God for our future. Listen, I don't get political in the pulpit, but I ain't trusting Obama. No, I don't care which way you voted. I wouldn't trust in McCain neither. I wouldn't trust neither one of them as far as I could throw them with 100-pound lead weight in their pockets. Y'all don't dry up on me. That's Bible, friend. My trust is not in what man can do, but my trust is in what God can do. Ain't nobody got the answers for this world. Ain't nobody got the answers for America but God. Amen. Amen. Will you trust Him this year? Mr. Preacher, I just don't know about the job. I don't know. Trust God.
Amen.
Let me tell you what I do. And people think I'm crazy. But I've prayed like this. Brother Freddie's probably bold enough he has. Brother Charles probably bold enough he has. But I've prayed and I say, look here, God, I'm trusting you. Now, if this thing goes down, it's going to look bad for both of us. I've prayed that. Lord, these finances is tough. The mortgage on the church is due. Lord, the whole society, the whole community, everybody said they'll go bankrupt. I said, now God, are we going to prove them right? Now God, I'm trusting you. I'm not trusting the capital campaign. Somebody said, oh, put an ATM in your lobby. That'll, oh, come on. If I got to put something in here for a swipe of card for God's people to give, you crazy. Got quiet there too? I'm going to trust the Lord, man.
Amen.
You all right? I love my kids. Like any parent, I've spent some time worrying about their future. But I'll be honest with you. And I wouldn't do nothing to embarrass Todd, but I guess I'm going to anyway. They went through some hard times this year. Their work ran out. Just like a lot of yous did. They didn't have nothing to do. Thank God he's man enough. He went up there and got him a job delivering pizzas. You say, I wouldn't deliver pizzas. You don't love your family.
Amen.
I ain't working at McDonald's. You sorry as dirt.
That's right. Good preaching.
I ride and hang on the back of a garbage truck. That's what it takes to feed my family. Some of you ain't got a job because you don't want one. But I spent some time worrying about my kids. I mean, that's the father of my oldest daughter. I mean, the husband of my oldest daughter, the father of my grandbabies. And boy, I did worry. But you know what? I shouldn't have. One Wednesday night during our prayer time, I got down here and I said, God, I'm trusting you for them. I'm trusting you to take care of them. God, they serve you faithfully. They're here every time, God. Don't let them do without, Lord. Don't let them go hungry. Don't let them lose their home. Why, you look at him. He ain't missed a meal. Amen. Look at that grandbaby. He is born, his little head is that big around. That's that big around. Man, they ain't hurting. God's been good, hasn't he, Brother Todd? He's come through every time. What are you saying? You can trust him.
Amen.
You ever looked at your fellow man, a friend, or somebody close and said, hey, can I trust you? No. What a stupid question. If somebody asked me, Brother Eddie, can I trust you? I'm going to tell you flat out, no. Boy, it got quiet there. You mean I can't even trust my pastor? No, because your pastor walks in a mess of flesh just like you do. You got your trust in the wrong place, friend. That's why so many people in this community are out of church this morning. You knock on doors. Hey, there was something happened years ago here in Billerica, and I won't go into none of that. Wouldn't say anything to look down on anybody, but a lot of people got out of church over. And we've knocked on their doors. And I've had them look me in the face and say, boy, I used to go to church, but such and such and so let me down so bad. That's your problem.
Amen.
If you had quit serving God over me, you're an idiot. That's probably a little too blunt to say, but it's true.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't usually use that rough of terminology on Sunday morning, but you are an absolute idiot.
Amen.
If you quit serving God over me.
Amen.
I'm stupid. I'm a human being. I make bad mistakes.
Yeah.
Why don't you trust somebody who ain't never made one?
Yeah.
Why don't you trust somebody who ain't never let you down? Why don't you trust somebody who has always come through? Hey, why don't you trust somebody who's powerful enough to say, let there be, and bam, there was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you trust him this year?
Amen.
Hey, you may have no other choice. Amen. Times of trouble. There ought to be times in God's hand. There ought to be times of praise and times of trust. If you'll come back tonight, I want to talk about times of righteousness. I'm stopping right here because I want to spend some time right there. There's going to be some times of righteousness. Then we'll talk about times of deliverance, times of satisfaction, times of love, and times of resilience. Let's stand our feet. Brother Todd, if y'all would, y'all come and get us a song. This time of year is always sort of odd to me because you're kind of winding down in one area and starting up in the other. Christmas is over. All that's done. We're looking into the new year, filing taxes. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad about that? It's an odd time of year. We ought to be thinking about in these last few days we have of 2009. What kind of times are we going to have in 2010? For the most part, it's unpredictable what will come our way. But our attitude, our joy, our praise, that's up to us. Now, I've given you clearly this morning from the Bible, there's going to be times of trouble. Friend, you need God. You need God more than you could ever imagine. You need the Lord. I wonder this morning if there's somebody here who don't know Him as their Savior. Let's bow our heads just for a minute. Nobody looking around. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if you were to die right this minute, are you sure heaven would be your home? I mean, you've got that thing settled in your heart. No doubt about it. Preacher, I know I'm saved. I know if I died right now, heaven would be my home. Is that you? Raise your hand. No doubt. Know you're saved. You know you're saved. God bless your hearts. Thank you. I wonder if there's somebody say, preacher, I couldn't raise my hand because I really don't have that settled. And if you can really know that heaven's your home, that you don't have to die and go to hell, if you can really know that, I'd like to get that settled in my heart. Preacher, pray for me. I know I've got troublesome times coming. I need the Lord. Pray for me. I need to get this thing settled about my soul. Anybody like that? I won't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing in the world. I'm just going to pray for you. Preacher, pray for me. God bless you, sir. God bless your heart. Pray for me. I'm not sure that I'm saved. Please remember me. Anybody else? Anybody else? How about this? Preacher, I know I'm saved. There's no doubt about it. I remember the place. I remember the time. It's just as real as it had been yesterday. I know if I died right now, heaven would be my home. But I haven't been dependent on God in my times of trouble. I haven't been trusting Him like I ought to trust Him. I hadn't been praising Him like I ought to praise Him. Preacher, pray that I'd get where I need to be with God. Hands all over this building. God bless your hearts. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord, I want to thank you and give you glory for all you've done. Thank you for this meeting this morning. God, I truly have felt your presence here today. God, you've seen every hand that's raised. You know every heart. Lord, just do what you need to do in this invitation. Lord, help us to respond accordingly. Don't let anybody leave here without what you had them to come for this morning. Lord, we'll thank you and praise you. We'll give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.